The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Fitness Momentum, the radio show with your host, Coach Michael Merlino. Get ready to get moving with expert tips and tools that you can use to jumpstart, maintain, or ramp up your fitness routine. Whether you're just getting started with a fitness program, ready to take it to the next level, or train up for your next 5K or marathon, we have something to offer to all levels of fitness. Now let's get started. Here is Coach Michael Merlino.
Hello, TGIF, and welcome to show number 12, guys. I'm your host, Coach Michael Merlino, and I'm a Houston, Texas-based fitness trainer and running coach. First off, I want to thank you listeners out there for making these first dozen shows a blast, having fun here. We've got a lot more stuff coming your way, so keep listening. Today's show is sponsored by your friends at Runnin' Texas, about our friends at Runnin' Texas. For a full menu of over 20 fun off-road races across the great state of Texas, including the upcoming, you guys will love this one, the Wild Woman Weekend 5K 10K in Blanco, Texas on Saturday, April 11th. Check out runintexas.com today for the full lineup of races here in our state. Before we get going on today's show, I wanted to go over just a few reminders with you. If you missed any of the my previous shows, you can stream them on demand on my Voice America Health and Wellness Channel host page, or from one of my websites, merlinofitness.com or inflightrunning.com. Find the Voice America player on my home pages. Click on the episode listing link. Choose your episode. Click listen, and you can just listen in from there. You can also subscribe to the show by way of podcast on iTunes for Apple users or Stitcher for those of you guys on Android. Just search for Fitness Momentum. While you're on iTunes or Stitcher, subscribe to the show's podcast. And by all means, guys, go ahead and rate the show, and I'd love to have your review of the show there so I kind of know how I'm doing here, so that'd be great. You can also like us on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/fitnessmomentum, or follow us on the Twitter page. That's at Fitness Momentum. Okay, so let's get started on today's show. What's on tap for today? I got tons of material to cover, so let's get going. Hard to believe, I looked at my calendar, and even though we've had some pretty cold weather here in Texas, out of the ordinary, you know, we've got one quarter gone of 2015. So they say the average American New Year's resolution dies about January 23rd. So we're about 3 weeks in. We got spring break coming. So I thought it was a good time to kind of revisit where we're at with our fitness goals for the year and give you guys some tips on maybe how to get things moving if they're not quite moving as well as what you would like. So we got swimsuit weather coming, so I want to give you a lot of tips on getting back in the groove. Okay, if you're a little bit behind. So during the first segment, I want to talk about, you know, why we quit. Why do we quit, and why do we fall at times, and you know, how can we avoid losing our momentum, and what gets in the way of that momentum, you know, and our goals. Segment two, I'm going to discuss some practical tips on getting things moving or raising the bar with your fitness. During segment three, we're going to have, speaking of Runnin' Texas, we'll have Bill Gardner on. We're going to talk about some of our favorite fun races and events to kind of get your fitness going here in Texas, and talk about some of his upcoming events. And in the final segment, we'll wrap things up and give you guys some final words on just keeping that fitness momentum going, okay? If you have questions during the show, by all means, I'd love to have some live callers, guys. We haven't had any live callers. I'm willing to give you an in-flight running t-shirt today, Dry Fit Brooks t-shirt, if you end up on the air. So call us. Best time is 1140, 1152 Central. That's 866-472-5792. That's 866-472-5792. All right. So let's just assess things, because I think I'm a big believer as a trainer. My God, half my job is assessing people. Where are they at? Where are they going with their fitness? Are they hitting their goals? So, you know, we're 3 months in. So I think it's a good time. I'm a quarter system guy all the way. I think it's a good time to take a look at what's going on with your fitness. Doing that gut check and seeing where you're at as we get into the year, because you know what's coming after this, guys. We got summertime coming, we got holidays, so we want to get things rolling now, okay? It's spring break across pretty much the entire country starting next week. So that's another signal for us to kind of get things into gear as the weather gets better. And you can, especially you guys up north, I don't know how you guys are exercising in Boston, but getting out there, it's a lot easier with daylight savings, time change, and weather getting better to really get things moving now. So no matter where you're at, I think a little self-assessment always helps. If you're totally rocking it with your fitness and your running, I'd still listen into these tips, because there'll be times when, as you know, things will get in the way and you'll fall or you'll slip a bit. So, you know, for those of you that have lost your mojo, man, lost your fitness mojo, you know, I'm hoping this show will kind of motivate you to kind of get back on the horse and get things going again, okay? So why do we quit? I guess because we're human. I just want to review, you know, a few reasons why and what we can do about that. So, you know, later I'll offer up some tips on how to avoid the fitness shutdown or just quitting. But, you know, we're human and we fail at times. But I think we're all wired to triumph too. And bring it too. So I could fill up multiple shows of people that have just totally turned things around. And we all need motivation at times. So I'm hoping we can motivate you a little bit today too. So it's not easy sticking to a plan. If it was, you know, I'd be out of a job, number one, and it wouldn't be called working out, guys, because it is work. So I think just being consistent, you know, on most days really helps. So we're going to give you some tips on that. So most common excuses we don't exercise, and I kind of hit this lightly on a previous show, is I don't have time, I don't have energy. So I'm going to focus on those two things today. You know, there are three major categories of reasons why we do not execute our fitness or nutrition the way we'd like. And I like to break these down into barriers, obstacles, and excuses. I call these momentum killers. These things that kind of get in the way of achieving, you know, great health and other things that we strive for in life. So as a trainer, I've seen it all, and I could probably write a book on this subject, on why people don't do what they should be doing. But I want to break it down and kind of use this model to kind of go over this. So you break this down. Barriers would be, and these are reasons, these are momentum killers or things that just get in the way with our fitness and our nutrition. So a barrier would be fairly rare occurrence. These are unpreventable, positive or negative life events that get in the way. Negative would be maybe going through some type of life event, a divorce, a death in the family, taking care of an aging loved one, things that just kill your time, but my God, they're necessary. You have to do them. And these things that life throws at you that you just have to take care of. Obstacles, these are foreseeable. A positive barrier would be something like your kid's Little League baseball game, things that are very important on the positive side that, you know, forget the fitness. You know, it's those very important events, your kid's graduating from college, things like that, obviously. Obstacles are things, they're foreseeable circumstances that we can overcome with proper planning. So these are like these roadblocks that people or things set up, and we have to kind of work around them. Some goofball at the office calls a 7 o'clock, 6:30 meeting, and you got to be there, and that's the time you normally run. Well, you got to find a way to shift that, or you're going to lose that workout. So I would say these are, you know, probably 20 to 30% of the time these things get in the way. Barriers, by the way, are very rare, probably 5 to 10% at the most. And then the rest is good old fashion excuses, you know, poor reasons why we don't execute what we plan on doing with our fitness, with our nutrition. Usually when people, clients or runners, when I meet with them and they start stuttering and, you know, well, you know, whatever, these are things I'll put in the excuse bracket. So you can, you know, you guys have, we all have our excuses, but yeah, the idea here is pretty simple. You want to realize that there are real barriers out there that get in the way that that's just life. You got to work around that stuff. Also realizing that with enough proper planning, most obstacles you can work around. And then also realizing that the most, by minimizing the excuses, you're going to get the most gain by just, when you start talking to yourself about, man, I really like to go to the gym, is just minimizing those excuses and keeping that momentum going, okay? Building and keeping momentum takes consistent effort. So it's like moving that 2-ton boulder. Once you get it rolling, you really get it rolling. But man, once it stops, and some of you guys may be there now, it's really tough to get it rolling. I've got marathoners that are kind of sitting on the shelf now because they did this great event and they're at this all-time high, and then they've kind of gotten, haven't been running that much, and they're trying to, find their way to get back in the groove too. So, I think it's real important to stick to your plan, and not really focus a lot. We're going to talk about this on the next segment in a little bit more detail, but not focus as much on trying to just hit the home run, just getting up every day and trying to do a little bit of something. I'm a big believer that most people, we shouldn't really have too many days without exercise. So 5 days a week will do it. But my gosh, if you can do a little bit of something every day, even if it's playing with the kids or shooting hoops in the driveway, small little things like that can add up. Where I see a lot of folks getting in trouble, and this is on the fitness side and even my runners, where they just take too much time off. Normally, a week's not a big deal. 2 week long vacation, really not a big deal. When you get to the point where you're starting to lose 3 weeks, 4 weeks, that's when I start losing folks. And then what happens, especially with running, and this can happen with fitness too, is then when you start rolling, a lot of people's brain wants to go back to where they were at, and they've lost that edge. And this is where people push the envelope a little bit too much. They come back too quickly, and that's when a lot of these running injuries or fitness injuries set in, because our brain wants to do what we did when we were fit, and our body and our heart and our lungs are saying, wait a minute, pal, you got to earn your way back to where you were at, okay? So let's take a quick break, guys. We're taking listener questions today on how to get motivated or how to get back in the fitness of the running game. So if you're kind of sitting on the bench and looking for a way to get back in, please call the show today. I'd love to have some live callers today. Best time to call is about 11:40 live here, Central Time. Call 866-472-5792. That's 866-472-5792. Also, you can join my free running and fitness newsletter for a bunch of cool tips. Go to merlinofitness.com and sign up by entering your email address in the box in the upper right side of the homepage, okay? When we come back, I'll share some of my top ways to get back on track with your fitness, your running, and nutrition, and start that process today. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you been struggling to lose weight, get in shape, take your fitness to the next level, or train up for that next big event or race? Maybe it's time to hire a professional to help you build that momentum you need. Fitness trainer and running coach Michael Merlino can help you get back into the fitness game with results-driven programs focused on your health and athletic goals. Michael offers a wide array of services in the greater Houston area, including one-on-one and group strength training sessions and walking and running training programs to help you train for everything from a 5K to marathon level. He also offers metabolic testing, corporate wellness, lunch and learn sessions, and more. Live outside of the Houston area? No problem. Michael will soon be offering online fitness and run coaching services no matter where you live. For more information on Michael's programs and fitness services, check out both of his websites at merlinofitness.com and inflightrunning.com. You may also email Michael at info@merlinofitness.com or call him at 713-523-2577. just race, run off the beaten path with Run in Texas. Run in Texas events take you on running adventures in great Texas destinations and reward you with good food, great beer, a post-race party, and t-shirts you're proud to wear. Run in Texas events happen all over the Lone Star State, from moonlit beaches to wooded trails, vineyards to microbreweries, and DFW to South Padre Island. Run in Texas has one goal, to create great running events in the coolest places in Texas. So don't just race, run in Texas. Check out our race calendar at runintexas.com.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
Looking for exciting video content live and on demand? Visit www.voiceamerica.tv for exclusive content you just can't find anywhere else. That's voiceamerica.tv. Tune in now.
You are listening to Fitness Momentum with Coach Michael Merlino. We want to hear from you on today's show. Call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you're not near a phone or listening on demand, send us an email to info@merlinofitness.com. Now, back to Fitness Momentum.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Coach Michael Merlino, and you're listening to Fitness Momentum. Just a reminder that we are taking your live email and phone questions today during the end of the next segment. So email me at info@merlinofitness.com. That's info@merlinofitness.com. Or call 866-472-5792 with your question. That's 866-472-5792. During this segment, I want to give you guys some tips to get back on track and stay on track with your fitness and your running program. So we're going to focus more on getting things moving. If you're at point zero, or you know, you're kind of in your groove and you know, maybe you're kind of burned out on what you're doing. If you're already on top of your game, I think there's still some things here too that you can probably think about and throw into the mix. So let's just get into my top tips on just getting your fitness mojo back, man, and keeping it. So let's get right into it. I know many of you guys are sick and tired of hearing it. You know, everything in our whole world is about goals, but honestly, every major thing you want to conquer in life is probably going to fall flat without some goals, without some written goals, short-term, long-term. So I think writing down your goals keeps you accountable to what you set out to do. So I always start there from the very beginning with clients, and I'd recommend you do the same. Just go crazy and just write down a bunch of goals. You already have goals for this year. You need to probably assess those because we're at the quarter mark. See how you're doing with those and see if you need to resync those a bit. So I've lightly touched on some of these things I'm going to talk about today in previous shows, but I want to drill down a little bit deeper today, give you some good solid tips, okay? So this, I think, is my top 10. I think I've got 10 here, so I'm going to roll through pretty quick, but these are my momentum tips. So momentum tip number one would be set realistic goals and review them. I just mentioned this, but this gets into what I call body stat things. You know, if your goal is to lose weight, my gosh, you gotta know what that weight is. Obviously, you gotta weigh yourself and do it pretty frequently. I don't like to weigh too much, but about at least once a week. A lot of folks, they're trying to reduce body fat, increase muscle tissue, build their strength, improve their flexibility, things like that. So it's still concrete things you can measure. Other folks are going for medical type things. You know, they go to the doctor and doctor's saying, man, you got to get your blood pressure down or your cholesterol. So a lot of people are using that, both diet and exercise, to kind of get a better handle with their health. You know, do you want to improve your sport? Running, cycling, golf, tennis, whatever floats your boat. That may be a big goal for you. Train for an event. We're going to talk about it a little bit later. And I think, you know, you need to nail your short-term, long-term goals. Make them realistic and make them things that you can easily measure, okay? and then write them down and review them frequently, at least once a week, in my opinion. Okay. Momentum tip number two, have a strategy and lay it out for the year. So this takes kind of goals to the next level by mapping out different checkpoints. For runners, it could be a key race that you want to run or beating your personal best, losing X amount of weight by X date, things like that. So you've got at least something to keep you accountable to those goals you set. Listing goals is one thing. Having a strategy to nail those goals is something entirely different. So I'm really big on mapping those out. For runners, I think this means strategically mapping out your races, not just throwing races to the wind. And I do these with what I call coffee talks, where I sit down with my runners and we map out strategy. You know, what's the big giant goal? If that's a New York City marathon, and then what other races need to be in there? And I think a lot of folks are, in a lot of cases, biting off more than they can chew with some of those goals too. So realistic things that build up to that big goal, and then you have those different checkpoints. So if you don't have a trainer coach, book a coffee talk with yourself, or my God, take the iPad, take all the gadgets off and go out for a run without your watch and just think about things and try to get your head around a strategy and what you want to do for your running or your fitness. And if you need help, my gosh, you know, hire a professional like myself, even if it's short term, to kind of get their take on what you should be doing. Okay. We strategize with business all the time. I find that we just don't do enough of that with our fitness. Okay. So I think that's where we can all turn the corner. Tip number three. Are the fundamentals in place? So I talked about this in show one in detail, but are you practicing what I call the fitness triad? Is there cardiovascular fitness in there? Is strength training in there, which in my opinion is lacking with way too many people? Is solid nutrition in there? Along with that comes flexibility, stability. That's important too, but the big three, cardio, strength, and nutrition. If you're missing one of those things, I'm just here to tell you guys that you're just not going to maximize what you can do. You get exponential benefits by putting all three into play, okay? So if you're lacking in one of those areas, any coaching, like I said, just find a trainer or a coach that can help you with that, or a dietitian. I work with Catherine Krupa here in Houston. She was on a previous show giving you guys a bunch of tips, but, you know, find a great nutrition, a dietitian in your area, licensed, registered dietitian, preferably, that can help you with that, okay? If you want max results, you got to go with that three-pronged attack, okay? And most studies now are showing that strength training is probably just as important as cardio, okay? And I'm a running coach telling you that too, so that's something you really want to think about. If there's no muscle-building things in there, add that and watch what happens with weight loss. The scale will start moving, meaning you'll weigh less, okay? Tip number four, are you in control of your time? So we talked about the number one reason people don't pull off their exercise is lack of time. But my gosh, guys, there's 168 hours in a week. It only takes about 5 to 8 on the low end to pull this thing off. And that's not too hard to do, okay? This is not rocket science. It's looking at everything you do, mapping it out, begging, robbing, and stealing that time and pushing it over to the fitness silo. Or the running silo, you know, so you did that cardio on your weight training and be consistent with that almost every day, okay? There's time there, believe me. It's there, okay? Sometimes you have to do a time inventory to kind of see where you're spending your time. I recommend that. But cutting out the TV time, the internet time, the Facebook time. It's amazing how many people that I know right now are just giving up on Facebook and social media for Lent. So, you know, that may be an area for you that you can make some gains. It's just kind of turning some of that stuff off, okay? So balance is key. A lot of people, they get involved with things at work and school or whatever, and it's all or nothing. And they're like, oh, I got to stop exercising. I've got all this stuff to do and studying to do. And that's just not the way you need to approach it. You need to just strike that balance and just make sure you have that fitness in there, okay? Tip number five would be, you know, are you in control of your energy? So this gets into sleep and this gets into nutrition. So number two, the two big reasons we don't have energy are we don't sleep enough and we're not fueling up with the right stuff at the right time. So great little sleep app. You guys can find this on iTunes. It's probably on Android too. It's called Sleep Cycle. It now syncs up with Apple's new health flagship app. That's a little heart icon if you guys are iPhone people. It syncs up on that. You turn this thing on and it's got it. It figures out how much you move around in your sleep and when you're going into your deep sleep, your REM. And then it after a while, it gives you an indication of what the best time to go to bed is and the best time to wake up. So you get more quality REM sleep, which is kind of your repair mode, you know. So that's huge. I've been playing with that. I've had some pretty good success with that. I don't sleep as much as I should, but at least I'm getting those patterns on what I need to be doing with my sleep. The rest is really with energy is nutrition. It's fueling up. It's topping off your tank with small snacks in between meals, avoiding the stuff that weighs you down, chips, cookies, sweets, things like that, you know, that don't allow you to perform well and don't allow you to lose weight, okay? Number six, you know, what's getting in the way? I mean, what's sabotaging your fitness? Sometimes it's your best friend. Sometimes it's that drinking buddy. Sometimes it's your family. Sometimes it's your significant other. So you need to take a look at that. And if it's in the family, you need to negotiate with your significant other on times you guys can go off and do your fitness or take a break from the kids or whatever if you've got a family, okay? But take a look at that because sometimes your friends can be the fitness enemy, okay? If it's a job conflict, you need to take a look at that. You know, are there ways you can go with flex time or you can shift things around? I know it's tough if you've got a very demanding job, but there's ways you can work around that stuff, okay? Number seven is be accountable to someone other than you. So, you know, this is where getting into a group program like my in-flight running group here in Houston, you know, you want to surround yourself with some camaraderie and with and meeting fitness-minded people like you want to be or who you are. So I think finding a class that you really love that's set on the schedule really helps at your gym, or finding a group, a boot camp or something that you can do where you're just going to get engaged and meet other people that are just fighting the good fight like you're trying to do, okay? That helps remove a lot of these roadblocks. Number eight would be, you know, can you become a morning person? And this may be a tough question for a lot of you guys out there, but I'm just telling you, the 18 years I've been a fitness trainer and a coach, those who become morning people totally nail it with not many exceptions. So if you can find a way, and the reason is there is no plan B for PM workouts. If your PM workout goes bye-bye, my God, you got to sleep that night. So it's done and done. The day is over. With AM workouts, even if you don't make the AM, you still got PM to pull it off. So I think that's really big. Okay. If you guys that are runners out there, if you're totally burned out with your running, I think it may be a good time to bring the miles down to rebuild your aerobic base. Plan a cool race in a faraway place. I'd use marathonguide.com and go race shopping and find something cool. And then if you're not strength training, you need to be adding that. So I would take a look at those things. Okay. I got one more big tip I'm going to throw at you, but we'll wait until after the break here. So I'm going to take a quick break. We'll have some time for some listener questions at the end, guys. So once again, call us 866-472-5792. And we'll put you on the air and give you a free in-flight running t-shirt today. When we come back, we'll be joined by Bill Gardner from Run in Texas. And we're going to talk about some great running and fun racing events that you can get involved in to kind of get you going with your fitness. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Don't just race. Run off the beaten path with Run in Texas. Run in Texas events take you on running adventures in great Texas destinations and reward you with good food, great beer, a post-race party, and t-shirts you're proud to wear. Run in Texas events happen all over the Lone Star State, from moonlit beaches to wooded trails, vineyards to microbreweries, and DFW to South Padre Island. Run in Texas has one goal, to create great running events in the coolest places in Texas. So don't just race, run in Texas. Check out our race calendar at runintexas.com.
Have you been struggling to lose weight, get in shape,
take your fitness to the next level or train up for that next big event or race? Maybe it's time to hire a professional to help you build that momentum you need. Fitness trainer and running coach Michael Merlino can help you get back into the fitness game with results-driven programs focused on your health and athletic goals. Michael offers a wide array of services in the greater Houston area, including one-on-one and group strength training sessions and walking and running training programs to help you train for everything from a 5K to marathon level. He also offers metabolic testing, corporate wellness, lunch and learn sessions, and more. Live outside of the Houston area? No problem. Michael will soon be offering online fitness and run coaching services no matter where you live. For more information on Michael's programs and fitness services, check out both of his websites at merlinofitness.com and inflightrunning.com. You may also email Michael at info@merlinofitness.com or call him at 713-523-2577.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand, all from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the Internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
You are listening to Fitness Momentum with Coach Michael Merlino. We want to hear from you on today's show. Call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you're not near a phone or listening on demand, send us an email to info@merlinofitness.com. Now, back to Fitness Momentum.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Coach Michael Merlino, and you're listening to Fitness Momentum. During this next segment, guys, we're going to talk about what I think is one of the single most important things to getting your fitness going, and that is training for an event, a fun race, something out in the future, kind of dangling that carrot out ahead, 12 weeks, 16 weeks, 6 months, if you're training for a marathon. I've just seen this work in my practice, and actually, as a fitness trainer, that's one of the things that kind of drew me towards running, because I saw that people that train for stuff, big events, races, did pretty well. So I believe there are plenty of fun, you know, events around the country to get involved in. No matter where you run, you can find these things. And my next guest pretty much rolls these type of events out all year round. I think upwards of about 20 events a year now. So today's guest is Bill Garner. Bill Garner is a longtime runner and now president and founder of Run in Texas, a running event production company founded in 2009. That puts on unique destination races all across the great state of Texas. Gardner is a veteran of 3 Boston marathons, has a 2:37 marathon PR, and has competed in ultra marathons, including finishing the Western States 100-mile trail run in under 24 hours. He discovered his passion for directing races when he created the Prickly Pear 10-mile and 50K trail run here in Texas. He began directing races to put on the kind of events he personally enjoyed as a runner, races that were on trails and unique venues, giving everyday runners a taste of what a nighttime mini ultra marathon would feel like, cool t-shirts, good ice cold beer, and good food at the finish line. Today, Run in Texas offers nearly 20 races at unique Texas destinations, from the nighttime races, from nighttime races to Texas beach races to women's only races to the one-of-a-kind Chupacabra nighttime trail run, which we're going to talk a little bit about today. So all these races benefit nonprofit charities. So Bill's company, Run in Texas, also one of our show sponsors. Bill, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Hey, Michael, how's it going? It's good to be back.
Good, good. I know you've been busy. It's always, every weekend seems to be a race in your world. But today's show, you know, has been all about kind of, we've been talking about keeping and getting your fitness and your running mojo back. And, you know, you've been there, I've been there. Sometimes it goes south. We maybe drink a little bit too much beer or other life stuff gets in the way, like having kids. But I still think it's one of the best things anybody can do is plunk their money down for a race, commit to it, and train up for it. So, and I love what you guys, I love what you guys do with your races. So, man, give me an idea how, I mean, I just totally dig what you guys do, but give me an idea of how you go about creating these races. I know you really theme them out, you make them fun. When I go, I see people from just the really serious runner type to the little old lady who's trying to lose some weight that's walking your race. So just give me a feel for how you put this stuff together and, maybe some things you have in store for the upcoming year.
Well, you really hit on something there. It's the word commitment. You really need to, you know, when people kind of get a little burned out with their running or whatever, they need to find a fun event to do, and commitment. By signing up to a race, you are committed. And there's an old saying about breakfast and how an egg and bacon breakfast is a great breakfast and everything, but when it comes to commitment, the chicken is actually involved in this bacon and egg breakfast. The chicken is involved, but the pig is committed.
And, that's pretty good. I like that.
That applies to running. You need to commit to your next race, and we try to create events that make people want to register and come out. The first thing we look for in a venue is a very, you know, a cool place to hang out. Lately, we've been looking for breweries to do some of our brewery runs. We'll do a 5K race at a brewery if it is in a nice area where we can run on a nice farm road or it has a good route that's near it. We'll work with that brewery and we'll do a 5K run there and then finish up with some food trucks and beer tasting at the finish line and have a post-race party. All of our races have a post-race party. They have to have a post-race party. It has to be a good venue for a post-race party or else we won't be organizing that run at that location.
Yeah, and you've run a lot of races in your life, and I have, and there's nothing worse than going to a race and you get like half a bagel thrown at you at the end. You know, yeah. I mean, and you know, beer and food, I'm sure, brings them in. And it's just, I don't know, I've seen it with your race and others that offer more goodies at the finish line. It's just this celebration thing at the end. You know, people are just almost celebrating it.
We get a little bit of a following now, and we see a lot of the same faces at these events that we've been organizing. And a lot of these same people form friendships with some of the other people from, like, you know, we get people from Houston coming to our San Antonio race in Austin, and then they become friends. So we're kind of developing a camaraderie for our running events. And we're trying to marry up some of our events, like our Chupacabra. We're offering a triple Chupacabra challenge to people who run all three of our Chupacabras, the one in Dallas, the one in Houston, the one in San Antonio. We're going to probably do the same thing with our sand crab events. And then we have the beer series, a six-pack, our Texas 5K six-pack, which are five different brewery runs that are 5Ks in six different locations in Texas.
Wow. And Texas is all about beer. Yeah. Well, that's good. And then what I want to stress too, man, because we mentioned the word racing a lot. You know, in our terms, Bill's world and my world, being a running coach and a race director, a race is an event, guys. So I want to stress that, you know, a lot of these races, they're races, but people aren't racing. Some are racing on the front end, but a lot of people are just out there having fun, and they've got lights on at the Chupacabra run and all that. And So, you know, we say racing loosely. I mean, you can make it what you want it to be for you, you know? So let's talk about, speaking of races, Bill, some of the Houston area things you got coming up. My fave, the Chupacabra race, the Galveston Sand Crab, and then I know you've got a new beer run in Katy. Could you tell us a little bit more about those?
Sure, yeah. The Chupacabra is just like the old Chupacabra we've been doing in San Antonio, and heck, we're coming up on year number six there in Houston. And it's at Lake Houston Park. It is a awesome park. They offer camping. They have lodges there. They have cabins for rent there. It is a City of Houston park that was donated to the City of Houston by the state of Texas. So it used to be a state park, and now it's a city park, but it has its own live-in manager, just like a state park, and it has overnight cabins and camping like no other Houston Parks and Recreation park has. It's really, it's a great park. It's beautiful.
And, yeah, and I know you haven't, guys, you haven't lived until you've slapped a headlamp on and run like a crazy person through the woods in sheer darkness. I mean, it's a lot of fun, and you have a daytime version of that that you just came off of, which was the Piney Woods Trail Fest, right? And then, but Chupacabra is like the nighttime version of that race, correct?
Yeah, you slap a headlamp on your head. It runs through tight, thickly wooded trail. The park is 10,000 acres. And the trails just run through the woods, and it is quite the feeling, quite the rush to be running down these trails in the pitch dark at night with nothing but your headlamp and the other runners and some glow sticks guiding you along the way. And all of our signage is lit, and we have a 5K run, and we have a 10K run, and they both kind of run their own separate routes, so it doesn't get crowded on the trails. And but you still have, you know, we get a pretty good crowd out there. We get about 400 or 500 people usually, and it's a pretty good crowd, but they're split pretty evenly in the 5K and the 10K, and then afterwards it's a lot of fun just to hang out. So we encourage people to camp out. They close the park off just for the run, so if you call and make your reservations for the run, you can do that, and they'll take your reservation if you tell them that you're with the Chupacabra event. And you can find any of our races at runintexas.com and run in Texas. That's three words, runintexas.com.
All right. I got about a minute left, man. Quickly tell them about the Galveston race. I love that one too. And then just real quick on the Katy, that new Katy. I think this is the second year we've done the Katy beer on here.
The Galveston Sand Crab is a beach version of our Chupacabra run. It is on the beach at night. And it's going to start at East Beach this year. We have historically started and finished at Pareto Beach, but this year we're going to be at East Beach, Appel Park. They got a nice pavilion there. We're going to rent that out, and we're going to run.
Yeah. Wow, that's nice. I've been there.
Turn around and come back, and we're going to finish East. And same thing as Chupacabra. We have the post-race party. Barbecue's included in it. And, again, that's on runintexas.com. And then coming up in June, the day before Father's Day, so mark your calendar. This is a great Father's Day present for any father, and you know, mom, if you want to buy dad the Father's Day present, you can run with him at this event that we're doing on June 20th at No Label Brewery. It is called the First Street 5K. It is going to be number 3 in our 5K six-pack, and you can run a 5K on the streets of Katy, starting and finishing at No Label Brewery, and finish with beer tasting included. You get a finisher glass with the race logo. You get a nice tech shirt, and we will also have food trucks on hand if you want to buy breakfast food or whatever for that event, and it is a hoot. The beer runs are really a good time. It's kind of a carnival atmosphere early in the morning.
All right, man. Well, I got to go today. We'll have you back on as we get later in the year and go over some other events. So I want to thank you for being on today, man, and thanks for sponsoring the show and sharing your experience as usual. And then once again, guys, that's runintexas.com. So take care, my friend. I'll see you. I guess next time I'll see you will be Chupacabra Race. That's late May, correct?
That's it, brother. May 30th is Chupacabra Houston.
Cool. That's our kickoff for in-flight running. So I'm going to run with the group in the morning and take a nap and head out there and drink some beer with you. Okay.
10-4. We look forward to seeing you.
All right. Take care, man. That's Bill Gardner from Run in Texas, guys. Want to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll answer some listener questions and give you some final thoughts on keeping that fitness momentum going throughout the year. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you been struggling to lose weight, get in shape, take your fitness to the next level, or train up for that next big event or race? Maybe it's time to hire a professional to help you build that momentum you need. Fitness trainer and running coach Michael Merlino can help you get back into the fitness game with results-driven programs focused on your health and athletic goals. Michael offers a wide array of services in the greater Houston area, including one-on-one and group strength training sessions and walking and running training programs to help you train for everything from a 5K to marathon level. He also offers metabolic testing, corporate wellness, lunch and learn sessions, and more. Live outside of the Houston area? No problem. Michael will soon be offering online fitness and run coaching services no matter where you live. For more information on Michael's programs and fitness services, check out both of his websites at merlinofitness.com and inflightrunning.com. You may also email Michael at info@merlinofitness.com or call him at 713-523-2577.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Don't just race, run off the beaten path with Run in Texas. Run in Texas events take you on running adventures in great Texas destinations and reward you with good food, great beer, a post-race party, and t-shirts you're proud to wear. Run in Texas events happen all over the Lone Star State, from moonlit beaches to wooded trails, vineyards to microbreweries, and DFW to South Padre Island. Run in Texas has one goal, to create great running events in the coolest places in Texas. So don't just race, run in Texas. Check out our race calendar at runintexas.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Fitness Momentum with Coach Michael Merlino. We want to hear from you on today's show. Call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you're not near a phone or listening on demand, send us an email to info@merlinofitness.com. Now, back to Fitness Momentum.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Coach Michael Merlino, and you're listening to Fitness Momentum. On this last segment, guys, we're going to answer a few questions. We didn't get too many here, but and I want to go back and give you my final of my top 10 tips on keeping your momentum going with your fitness. And this is what I call living by the 1% rule. So in a previous show, I shared with you a story about Great Britain's Tour de France team. I can't remember the coach's name, but Great Britain had never won the Tour de France. New coach came on board, and he made it his five-year mission to win the Tour de France, a team win and an individual win. And his philosophy was, we're going to make everything 1% better across the board. Now, obviously, cyclists do that with their equipment, making things lighter, more aerodynamic. But he was doing things like getting the best pillow he could find for his athletes. I mean, every little thing with nutrition. And he not only won the Tour de France, and Great Britain had its first Tour de France winner, it took 2 years, not five, So, mission accomplished on that. So, and it got me thinking about this 1% rule, how, you know, a lot of us are just aiming for the fences with our fitness, which is good. But the problem with when you aim for the fence all the time, you strike out a lot too. So just like any slugger on any Major League Baseball team, they get some home runs, but they strike out a lot too. So I think a lot of us could do a lot better, especially if you're resetting things and you're trying to get back in the groove, on just focusing on being 1% better today than you were yesterday. Okay, so I did a little arithmetic here. I almost had to get my TI calculator out to do this. But if you take 1.01, which is 1% gain, multiply by itself to 365th power for 365 days in the year, that comes out to a 37.78% gain in 1 year. I think most of us could live with a 37.78% gain in 1 year. So the key, like I mentioned earlier, is not having too many days when you're not active or doing something active, even if it's just playing with the kids or, you know, something small. If you can't do the full workout, a partial workout's okay. It still keeps that momentum going. So I think it's important to live by the 1% rule, get out the door and exercise frequently and, you know, and in small amounts when you need to, you know, but just kind of keep that moving. Every time you wake up, you want to think, I want to be 1% better than I was yesterday, okay? So keep that in mind. Want to wrap it up with some other tips here, and then I've got some viewer email that came in here, so we'll take a look at that. So on that whole, getting back to, you know, sticking with exercise, and a few tips, and I shared these in a previous show, is, you know, that really help you stick to it, is working out close to home. Okay, so you want to work out close to home or your office. They've done studies in this and found that those who don't work out close to home or work just don't get to the gym, and then 24-hour fitness is pretty much getting their bank draft and you're not getting much out of it. So I think that's big. Picking a time of day that's realistic for you. We talked about being a morning person. But if that's not your biorhythms and you can't do that, then PM's great, but you better execute on those times a day that, you know, your energy level's up and you just perform better, okay? Training with a partner, I think, is big. Finding somebody you can pull into the fitness arena with you helps. Training for an event, as we mentioned earlier, in determining your comfort zone. Some people are better solo artists. They're better just running on their own and stuff. Others would much rather be in a group or spinning class or whatever, okay? Small incremental lifestyle changes net huge results. So just think about that. Just try to just get on base and don't worry about hitting the home run all the time, okay? 1% daily gain is huge. Remember, that gives you about a 37.78% gain in productivity if you nail that every day, okay? So you want to, excuse me, definitely keep that in mind, okay? So that's it for today's show. I hope today's show got you thinking about what you can do to keep things more consistent with your fitness and your running. We didn't get a chance to get to some questions, but we really only had a couple here. So next show, we'll cover those. The human spirit is pretty powerful, guys. And as a trainer, I never doubt the ability of anyone out there to turn their life around with fitness and take it to the next level. So if you're not in the game, you know, pick it up a notch and let's get going. Let's get moving, okay? The mind-body thing is real. If you really want everything in your life to click, being more productive at work and other things, then you must get there through exercise. And I think it even nets out better on the productivity side. And you sleep better, more restful, REM sleep, things like that. You have to be thoughtful about it and exercise frequently without too many long breaks to really execute things well. So try not to have these giant breaks in there where you just quit for a month or two at a time, because it's so much tougher to get back in the game when you do that, okay? So I never want to leave you without a little homework or something to think about. So here's this week's assignment. My question to you today is, you know, what are you going to do today to be more consistent with your fitness or your running? If you've not been doing much, then the easy solution is just to do more tomorrow. Remember, focus on those small incremental changes, because 1% better today is better than 0 or 1% less. Okay? Put these tips into play in the final 9 months of this year, and I think you can make it a big year. Make this your year to shine. Okay? If you've got questions today, you can email me at info@merlinofitness.com or check out our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/fitnessmomentum. We're also on Twitter at fitnessmomentum. Okay? All of our show episodes are available on my host page here at Voice America, so check that out. Or you can check them out on my two websites, merlinofitness.com and inflightrunning.com. Also, thanks to our show sponsor today, Run in Texas. Check out the full lineup of Texas's races here across the great state of Texas. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Remember, it's always a good day to start an exercise or running program and take it to the next level. Get out and get moving today. I hope you join us the next time on the Fitness Momentum Radio Show. Take care and have a great weekend.
Thanks for tuning in to Fitness Momentum with your host, Coach Michael Merlino. Be sure to check us out again next Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great weekend and a healthy week ahead.